Hi, welcome to Culturanes, a podcast where culture meets flair. Sass! Happy Galentine's Hello. Day!
Happy Galentine's Day!
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Claudia.
So I keep hearing on Twitter and Facebook right. and in Instagram.
Right.
What the F is Galentine's Day? Really, you guys, we've been doing Galentine's Day for years now.
Yes. Actually, we have been doing it. Without knowing we've been doing it, but we've been doing it nonetheless.
Galentine's Day really, like, is just a celebration of friendships.
Yes.
Your girlfriends, gals, you know, gals.
Yeah, because you don't need a guy to celebrate Valentine's, so why not, hey,
cherish your friendship.
Share it with a gal. Yeah. Yes, I'm yes, girl.
So I've actually had an awesome Galentine's Day today. It started with lunch with a few friends, which was super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, me and Anna get to celebrate our Galentine's
Can't
Day.
Can't wait. My glass is ready.
So I'm going to start prepping this, but what we wanted to talk about, I actually have been seeing a lot of stuff on Instagram and Facebook in regards to how lonely people are right now. You know, there's a lot of sadness during Valentine's Day. And listen, guys, I've had a lot of setbacks in the last, you guys, if you've paid attention to our podcast, my mom passed away, her little brother passed away, and then sadly, a dear friend of mine, ex-husband, passed away. So it's been kind of like back and forth and back and forth, like pure sadness, and just reminding me of my mom's passing. So, but in spite of that, though, I have to really say that I'm in a really good emotional place sometimes.
Right.
Not every day, but today I'm in a good place because I'm celebrating my friendships, my friends, people who I love, people who love me.
Absolutely.
And that's what Galentine's is.
Yeah, and I think that that's... And you know what, believe it or not, I read somewhere where that even though we are more connected than ever due to social media, good and bad, a lot of people are more lonely than ever. And I think it's because we are so connected to social media, we tend to forget or neglect the one-on-one connections that we can make with people. Yeah. Just going for coffee, just having a conversation over the phone, you know.
Or meeting after the gym, because you don't really like to go to the gym, but this one likes to go to the gym, so you can meet after the gym.
So that's what it is. And I think because of that, we tend to forget human connection. We just tend to forget that we need that. You know, one-on-one, we can talk on social media and say hi to each other, but there's nothing like just having a cup of coffee or having lunch.
Lunch like today, that was really fun.
Yes, with your friends and your gal friends, you know, and those people that you love,
I just don't think we do it enough. I mean, we celebrate birthdays and those kinds of things, and guys, I'm not sure if I can open this.
I'm going to go for it right now.
But, I think too, like, Anna's happily married. That was easy. See that? We're gonna do our little cheers right now.
What is it?
I picked this up at Trader Joe's. Love our Trader Joe's. And they had a whole section of Valentine's. Like all these pink and red bottles, and
I jumped the gun. This is really good.
This is really,
I'm gonna have to
really
pick up a bottle
good.
When I leave
and guys, it was like $6.
I know.
$5.99.
Oh my gosh.
So, one, I don't even drink that much, but when I do, it has to be really sweet, Bellini style. You know,
It
has
this
to
is
be.
Good.
Yeah,
this is good. This is so, really good.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
It's like grapefruitish, but with berries. So I don't know. This is really
love
good.
Love it. So what I was saying was being single. So I've been single for quite some time now.
How many years?
By choice.
Yeah.
By choice.
But that's awesome. See, the thing is, why is it? And this is, I mean, I know I just, you know, it's not off the topic, but why is it that after we reach a particular age group, right? If a woman is single, and I would think that that nowadays we shouldn't be asking that question. But a lot of people ask, like, oh, why? And you would
What's
think
wrong
that,
why
in 2019? Because I want to? Because I can? You know? But I see you still hear those questions,
yeah.
You know? And, yeah, it gets on your nerves, you know? Because it's like, why? Because...
Well, it probably could get on my nerves if I allowed it to.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
There's times when somebody will ask me, like, why aren't you dating? Or why are you still single? And...
life is much simpler.
You know what? I mean, to a point, singleness can be a detriment.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm really set in my ways, so I'm not really, like, open to sharing, my time. So,
yeah.
I'm really content right now in that aspect. But it's just not that serious for me. But, like I said, it can be a detriment.
Right.
Because you do have, you know, your friends or your family who are, you know, married. And so you kind of wonder, like, oh, am I going to be married again? And I don't really think so. But we'll see. We never know, right?
Right, yeah.
We never
say
know.
Never, but I can see why. I mean, I think we as women, we've reached a point where, and I was talking about my sister about that today. We were talking about the whole what... We were talking about, you know, Valentine's and celebrating, and we were talking about freedom. I don't know why we're talking about freedom when it comes to women.
That's how I feel,
yeah,
freedom.
Yeah,
so I don't
and
know.
I think, and it's not, you know, like Claudia said, I'm happily married, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. But we got to a point, you know, I've been married for, we're going to be 24 years this year, but I got to the point where you learn how to respect each other's time
or personal space,
yeah. Differences, because my husband and I were very different, and that I think is, it requires work, it's
right.
Maturity, and it requires a lot of work, and I can see why women sometimes, like,
so what do you do for Valentine's Day? What makes your marriage work? I mean, obviously you're not a perfect marriage,
right.
But it's Valentine's Day,
right?
You know, what are you did you get him a little, I mean, look at what we did, guys. I
yes
mean, I'm really, like, I love this kind of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, you're the
stuff.
Girl you want.
I am the one who loves all the cutesy stuff. So, I remember, I'll go to my dating stages
before
I got married. I mean, I used to make every, like, holiday, whether it was Easter or Valentine's Day, whatever it was, I would make these really cute baskets.
Oh, my gosh.
Husband.
You're like that girl from Parks and Recreation. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh my gosh!
Remember,
but
gosh, that she would make a gift for everybody. Every holiday, she had to make a gift.
That's
anyways.
Me.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were having our problems before we got divorced. I remember that was something that he missed, and I remember it was brought to my attention that I didn't do those cutesy things anymore.
Oh, interesting.
So,
So he'd really
so
know,
ladies,
yeah.
If you really want to keep your marriage alive or your relationships alive, you still got to do the stuff that you did before you got married.
Yes, you do. You
because
do.
You're going to end up divorced like me.
Yes. You have to do it. And that's, yeah, you said a very good point. And
I'm just, I now can take responsibility
right,
for my
right.
parts in the
in
demise of my relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so again, my question is, what are you planning? I mean, oh, he's not clearly going to see this right,
right
now. We're
right.
posting this tonight.
Well, I tend to use, I know he likes dinner, so I might make a nice dinner.
Oh, nice.
He likes to, he's not, he doesn't like big gifts. It's just a little card.
Oh,
he's,
yeah, you don't have to do big things, guys.
He's more about that. So I got him like a little tiny little gift and so forth. But
the balloons,
you know,
probably.
Yeah, but something nice, something small, something cutesy.
But the thought.
The thought.
And,
that's what
and,
it is. After 24 years,
effort.
You have to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
You have
Say
to
it again.
Do it.
After
24 years, you still got to do it. You still have to go to do it. And one time I read something that said, we all women, we want Prince Charming. Or you are not willing to be a princess, you know?
Right.
And that has
Good.
To do with also taking care of yourself. And it's not, you don't do it for him. You do it because of you. You know, when you feel beautiful, you act beautiful.
Yeah.
When you feel loving, you act, you know, loving. So that's what you have to do. And you literally need to do those those things, you know, even though sometimes, you know, your significant other might get on your nerves, you got to realize, wait a minute, yes, it's going to get my nerves because he's not me. You know, you're supposed to have grace for somebody else's way.
Oh, you said that so well.
Yeah, you have grace. You have to have grace. Yeah. Because,
and you know what? We're going to talk, we're going to kind of like sidebar a little bit. Because Anna's husband had an accident today.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, that was.
And when I saw the pictures today of the car, I was just like mortified.
Yes.
And what she just told me right now when we got here, she said that the cops had said, I don't know how you're walking, you know? And, hang on 1 second. I think something's happening right here. So, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
So. When you said grace, it reminded me God's grace. You know, he's literally around us all the time.
Yes.
And my cousin could have been really badly hurt, but no, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Yeah.
He jumped to action, helped the other car that hit him. And wow. You know, what a testimony that is to God's grace.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So if God gives us that grace, we should have that grace.
The same grace.
For our friends.
Yes.
For our spouses,
yes.
For our boyfriends, for our girlfriends, you know.
You have to have it because you are bestowed that grace to you. So how dare you not have grace? Now, when you know there's people that will say, "Well, so and so did this to me, so and so." Well, that's what grace is all about. Grace is doing something despite the other person's action, and that doesn't mean you have to be like, "Oh my gosh, okay, this person does evil things to me and I just keep taking it." That's not what it means.
Right.
It means that you have to be able to tolerate certain things within reason, of course.
Right,
you know, we're
talking
about normal little things. Why? Because the same thing is being given to you.
Right.
And now if the same thing is, if grace is not given to you, now you got to examine that relationship. And
right.
I think that's, after 24 years, that has been probably the one thing that we have given each other is grace and still have the little you know, boyfriend and girlfriend spark.
I think that's what you
flirtatious
have
nowadays.
Yes, that's so
healthy.
Cute.
Yes,
that's really really
to.
Healthy.
You have to do it, you know, you have to do it. So and if that's not the person for you, then you have to, a lot of times people might go from relationship to relationship. But remember, you take your good habits and your bad habits.
Yeah.
So you either gotta
change them?
Like you say, you have to take responsibility
right.
for who you are and say, this didn't work, but what did you do wrong? It's not so much you putting all this guilt on you, but you kind of examining. You're giving yourself as your own, you know, mental assessment. Okay, what did I do? And be honest. Because being honest is a toughie, you know.
Yeah.
We were talking about that with
your sister today.
Yeah. We were talking about that. And
it's hard. I see a lot of sadness. And I see a lot of women who are single and, you know, who are young. And they think that, you know, going out and finding any guy just to satisfy that void is going to, you know, make it better, but it's not. That void has to be filled within yourself first.
Yes.
And I've taken this time to really heal all of those
bad
habits.
That's awesome that you said that. Yeah.
Because if I choose to be in a relationship again, I don't want to bring that baggage.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't want to bring
key,
that.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's
and so
beginning
I think,
of wisdom. Yeah.
I think people ask me that, you know, it's been so long, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you know what? It's a kind of a lifetime of bad habits that I've had, so it's going to take a long time to fix.
Yeah, and that's the beginning of wisdom, when you're able to say, okay, yes, he did this, but I did this. So I need
exactly.
I need to correct this.
And so that's kind of the journey that I've been on with my singleness.
Yes.
Is kind of...
getting to date yourself. I think
getting to love me again, you know, at any stage of
yes.
my life.
And that's
you know?
A toughie because it requires for you to actually self-assess yourself and take ownership of what you've done
right.
what you've done wrong, because not everything is bad that you've done, but taking self-assessment. And in a marriage, it's the same thing. You have to take self... I had it, you know, like you said, it has not a perfect marriage, because there's no such thing of a perfect marriage.
Not. So guys,
yeah,
just because you see families that are posting awesome Instagram pictures, it's not real. You
don't
know,
measure.
So, yes. Don't measure your love or your marriage or relationships based on people's you know, Instagram photos.
Yeah, that's you're setting yourself to fail. Yeah. It's like looking at a magazine, a Vogue magazine, and
look at me. I'm super non-filtered right now, guys. This is the real me, right? So I'm good with that. You know, maybe like a while, maybe 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been good with
that. Right.
You know, but I had to accept myself for who I am right now at this moment.
Yes.
And I have done that. So and I'm okay and I'm happy with it, right?
Yes. And that brings such, I'm sure, brings relief because
I don't have like those qualms like I used to, you know. I see so many of my friends picture you know, Instagram pictures, and they do a lot of filters. I'm like, can you just do one filter?
Yeah,
you know, like,
you can say,
hey guys, I'm guilty, I do filters.
You'll be like,
too,
you're glowing, but you don't have enough glow.
I saw you last week and your shit didn't look like that. So
you ain't glowing like that.
I'm over here sweating and I'm wrinkly and I'm good, yeah. You know. But so we also wanted to talk about friendships,
yes,
and how important it is to have that, those connections, and not just for the fact that you just go to lunch or whatever, but it's your mental health. You know, who are you going to reach to when you're feeling low, or you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling sad? For me, my rock, my go-to is always God. You
right.
know, love me some Jesus.
Right.
But you still have to have that connection. I'm going to say it again, I run to God. And I have my prayer warriors that are with me.
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling sad or depressed, because I have those moments all the time. And lately I've had them even more so since my mom passed. But so I do have that group of prayer warriors that I could just make a phone call and say, hey, I'm feeling this way, can you please pray for me? What do you do when you don't have that God connection?
Hmm.
What do you do when you don't have those friendships that can pray for you?
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys find
yourself some.
And guys, if you're seeing some guys, they're working on the office right here. So, oh boy, I can see him in the video. But I'm sorry about that.
It's so fine. They're making the office more beautiful.
They're making the office beautiful. But to my point is, we need friendships. We need someone aside from our lovers, from our husbands, from whatever else we have. We need to have those women connections to get us through.
Yeah.
You know, to get us through whatever it is that, like, I can see, wait, that person right there.
It's the Libra in you.
I know. It's such a perfection. It's so hard for me. I'm mortified right now.
Serious OCD episode.
But, I just don't know what I would do. But before I had reconnected with God, I was finding it in young guys. I'm not going to lie. I hope my kids don't see this. But but I did. And so that's what I'm talking. I can talk to you about singleness.
Yeah.
Because I've done that. I've been there. I've experimented with that. And it doesn't work. But I'm in a good, good place right now.
Yeah.
Emotionally. Where I know I can just make that phone call and say, hey, I really need some prayer right now. And sit on the phone and pray for 20 minutes together with my prayer warriors. And I do it often, you know, maybe once a week, twice a week. Because you know what? Every day is not going to be Instagram.
No.
Every day is not going to be a filtered picture or a moment where you're just feeling so great and you're just going to post it. And then the next day.
Yes.
I think what's happening right now with Instagram, you get that high and everybody's liking your pictures
you
get high on that, and then the next day or two you're like, oh, I'm not happy. Well, that's the part that is really difficult for people who are single, because they're seeing these relationships being posted. So don't make Valentine's a sad day for you. Make it a loving day. When you're single, go out with another girlfriend.
Yes.
Look at, she's married. I'm here. The other people I was with, they're all married. I'm the only single one all the time.
You're the one that's
but
like,
they love me just the same. So I'm good. So I can really speak to singleness because I've done all the mistakes. I've done the running to the wrong kind of guy to satisfy that emptiness that I was feeling, you know? But now I feel good. I run to the Lord and I'm good.
Yeah.
But not everybody believes, so I'm okay with that too. You don't have to believe. But whatever it is you're running to, make sure it's something that
a safe place, is a healthy and safe place. Whatever, or safe venue, or safe haven, whatever is it that you're running or your comfort zone. Just find it. Just find it and stick to it, you know. And there isn't really what's the magic formula? There isn't a magic formula. No, you really have to work at it. Yeah. You have to bust your ass and try to make it, make this
fresh.
Life. Yeah.
Fresh. Because guess what? Life is mundane sometimes.
Yes.
You got to go to work. You got to come back. Got to do dishes. You gotta clean. You gotta take care of your kids. You gotta cook. You gotta walk your dog. If you're single and you don't have a dog or a cat, I mean, there's still responsibilities that you have to do, right?
Yeah.
So, it just goes back to having that connection with other women.
Yeah, I think
it really truly does. And Culturanes is about connecting with other women and empowering each other and helping each other. And if you're feeling blue, you can call.
Right.
You can reach out. That's what the connections are for. The women connections, so that you can have a safe haven to go to.
Yeah, it is. It is. And if anything that we tell you just resonates with you, just grab it and share it. Don't keep any word of wisdom. The whole point when we created this podcast is for that. We have experience and done so many things in our lives that we're like, could anybody else benefit?
I hope so, because I'm exposing myself and being very transparent here.
Yeah, we pray and we hope.
Oh boy, now they're going to start making another noise. Oh boy. This is a bad day to be doing a podcast.
It's Galentine's.
But it's Galentine's Day. Oh Lord. So anyways.
Yes.
But we are going to do some giveaways. We're going to post those on our stories. And hopefully you guys continue to listen to our podcast. And
And do me a favor. I mean, you're going to hear it to our podcast and you're going to see our YouTube video. And we're going to give some giveaways. Now, what do you think for the giveaways? What if we ask the question, what is Galentine's for you? And see.
Yes, that's how we'll do it. Yeah, and we'll post on our Instagram and Facebook. And we'll ask you that question. What is Galentine's? Or what is Valentine's Day?
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be Galentine's.
Yeah, it could be Valentine's.
I mean, you might even be getting engaged tomorrow.
Double holiday. You know,
awesome.
Galentine's, Valentine's. So
we want to hear what it means to you.